in talking with this with my friend, they were having a discussion with someone else, and they were adamant that you don't have any consciousness when you're dead, so to speak.
You don't have any consciousness when you're alive. If you spend all of your life defining the absence of the essence of the ego and this unconscious, subconscious, woo-woo, can't-know-nothing business, well, yeah, you can get all kinds of rabbit holes. You're making great big mountains, but it's only because you're digging very deep rabbit holes. But if you can just smooth it all out and go with the flow of having fun and being in your place of power and knowing that you're eternal and hanging around to see what fun thing you're going to experience next, then the cares of life grow strangely dim, and then you don't have to sit around for all of eternity wondering how boring the God is going to be.
You have said that when you're in the gospel, I guess in the gospel or not here, you are in bliss and then you yearn for contrast. Is that what you've said?
You don't yearn for contrast, Bob. You yearn to create. So you can yearn to go to the bathroom, okay? You do go to the bathroom, but that's not why you eat. Oh, I'm not hungry, but I haven't pooped in a while, so I better go to eating. Yeah, let's get this cleaned up. Hurry up. Bring the food so I can poop. The only reason I'm eating this is so I can poop. No. The only reason you're eating is because it's the most wonderful thing you ever put in your mouth, and it just explodes with these taste buds of delicious experience. And so, therefore, are you then, therefore, the substance of the food that you've not eaten yet?
Are you the substance
of the food you haven't eaten yet?
Yes.
I guess you are. That's no time.
It's non-physical. You got it all, but you take it a bite at a time. You take it a bite at a time. You are the substance of what you eat. So, therefore, if you haven't eaten it yet, does that mean you're not that? Well, no. It's the substance of the largeness of what you call engaging in foodstuffs.
You're losing everybody. The one person over in Afghanistan is getting it, but... Let's try to get a handle on what it means to have no consciousness, as Ion says it.
Well, how can you even think about the having no consciousness when you think about the subject? You have to have consciousness to even perceive what unconsciousness or no consciousness is. So it's like a double bind in hell.
Exactly.
That's what you tell.
Exactly.
I need for you to answer this and go around in circles for the rest of your life. It's the perfect double bind question.
James, and that's exactly what they did. So much so that they had to separate heaven from earth. They had to separate earth and create a hell.
Right.
But so created every dynamic and aspect that now you're bitching trying to receive the benefits of.
Well, you see people, they get new information and they get disoriented. You see people trying to orient themselves in different situations. What is it that's trying to orient themselves if that's not consciousness?
If that's not consciousness, orientating themselves, okay? You have a desire. If the apps on your Peapod disorient you, we'd say leave them alone. But you don't leave it alone. No, you play with them, and you have desire. Well, everybody else has this app. I want this app. This app does fun things. I don't know what it does. And I have to have some other human creator much more powerful than me tell me why I want it. Then you decide you want it. Then you're confounded because you have the new app. And then once you realize that the app is there and it can serve you well, and it's just you just push the little button on the screen, if you can connect your finger to that app, then you can have all the benefits of that application on your Peapod. Great. No problem. Well, why did you go through a whole bunch of goo to figure all that out when all you had to do was just hit the button and see what it did? And if you like it, repeat. If you didn't like it, don't ever push that button again. Call it a day. You could certainly go through long spans of eternity just pushing buttons and trying things out and seeing what you like and choosing what you do and don't. And rinse and repeat.
Okay, we didn't get anywhere with that one, so... Let's try again. James feels he has consciousness. Try to limit the metaphors, you just talk about what if you do this, if you do that,
Well, you're talking
Carol
about
nods in agreement.
You're trying to establish consciousness, and we say why.
Consciousness thought.
No, consciousness.
No,
not thought.
Because that's how Jane started off. If you're thinking, that means you're conscious. So
No. Okay, then we have an example. You're dead. They put you in a box and they put you in the ground. Your fingernails continue to grow. Your hair continues to grow. So is your are you consciously growing fingernails and hair in your meat sack body that you separated from?
You don't consciously grow fingernails and hair when you're alive. They grow.
Exactly. That's exactly. So to decide if the consciousness, when the consciousness leaves you, is kind of silly because you don't think about growing fingernails in your meat, Zach, and you don't think about it when you're stone cold dead and still growing them. Exactly. It's the essence. It's the essence. There is no separation. Well, the only separation is between the humans that separated themselves from their place of power and knowing all.
Yeah, so what you're saying is that if we say there's consciousness 1 minute and the next minute we're dead and there's no consciousness, then that's us trying to prove that there is a death. And since,
yes, and consciousness.
Since there is no death, then there is no on and off of consciousness.
It's about as fruitful as proving there's darkness by turning out the light.
Right, so when James transitions, if he chose to, the way he thinks and looks around the room now, that's the way he will feel and think,
yeah,
when he's looking at his body and then deciding whether to move on to the guff or not.
With no contrast.
Now, that would be a slightly different feeling, probably.
The bliss state.
He'd be a little more blissful than he is now.
He's so happy he can barely contain himself now, and,
right,
and his world is just opening beautifully like an amaryllis bulb in all its glory. So he'll have a time beating what he's doing right now. And what we're saying is that when, degree of separation, when you humans decide to come back to the place that you left, then a lot of these questions will be moot.
I'm trying to get this, what is this consciousness? You say it's not there, there's no consciousness, it's just you're responding to whatever wind wafts you about.
I popped a pill and I didn't know what world I was in. Yep. That affects your consciousness. I wasn't conscious when I murdered my family. See, it's just, you know, you can invent all these new fun drugs that get you crossed up with your fun place of beingness, or you could just come into your place of power and start having some fun. And then all these questions about questions kind of get taken care of because you get into the place where you don't care. Don't know and don't care, and then it gets to be great fun.
I just see puzzled looks on Carol's face.
No, I was just looking at the wall hanging I just put up, and I don't quite like it.
So, Carolyn, was it your conscious state that now has rethought this thing you have put on the wall, that now you're changing the reference points that you're embracing from this thing that was created and allowed by you, that you have so much power in your physical that through contrast you can then choose and put it up, take it down, put it up, take it down, you know, go it over and under and do it just any way you want to do it? Of course.
Mm-hmm.
No problem, because it's no problem. But then to sit there and figure out how you were able to have the power to put the thing up on the wall the first time, then you might get tangled up with having the ability to take it down. Or, no, I created that. Ian says you create, you can't uncreate, so it's over. I better be real careful with what I choose because it's that way for eternity. So I just soon put no holes in my walls so I don't ever have too many holes in my walls.
But I consciously put up this wall hanging, and I used removable tape so I could take it back down if I didn't like it. But I thought it was a conscious decision I made to put it up there, and then I'm consciously thinking of it and consciously going to take it down. What other word could I use besides conscious?
It's called trying it out. It's called trying it out.
But
same thing people do with husbands. They try them out, and as long as they like them, they stay. And when they don't, they say, okay, it's like last call at the bar, honey. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Consciousness and trying it out doesn't seem to be equivalent.
Let's
get the definition of consciousness. Okay,
yes.
Webster said the quality or state of being aware, especially of something within oneself.
And I said, we don't have any of that.
Right.
You certainly don't. Why would you put something up on your wall that you know you're going to not like?
To try it out.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay, the quality or state of being aware. Can we use awareness instead of consciousness?
But many things, things are in your experience that is in your experience that you're not aware of, and yet they are, and they're part of your makeup. There, you find cobwebs in your house, and you're not aware or conscious that you have a spider. But then you find the web, and then you go, wait a minute, how did this get in? That spider was not in my awareness, and yet I now have the cobweb in my face. We can't even limit it to that. We don't like conscious. We don't like unconscious. We don't like subconscious. We don't like deconscious. We don't like superconscious. We don't like conscious because it's a feeling, or what is the first part that Noah Webster, the lexicographer, had to say regarding it?
The quality or state of being aware.
So if you're bad at it in a quality, then you could be eternally lost. Quality.
I guess what I'm arguing about is what to replace what we have been saying is a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
What do we? How do we talk and describe what we're doing?
How about creating? How about being? How about choosing?
Mm-hmm.
How about engaging? How about evoking? Well, there's many, 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 many other words that won't leave you less than.
Do you lose that when you go into the guff?
Yes, there is no contrast in the guff. So it becomes bliss, but if you're in the dark, you don't care that you're in the dark, but you also cannot create the light if you'd like to change it.
Right, and that's the whole guff was created by humans, those that wanted for some reason not to stay in the creative being mode.
Right. The same ones that chose not to stay in their place of power as God.
So if you choose to go into the guff and go into the dark and be not being, is there your being self still there somewhere underneath that will...
Underneath it, your soul hangs around
right.
On the planet. Your soul, but you lay your meat sack down. But see, you're qualifying your place as...
Yeah, but can you stay with this point? This being that is always, never dies, it fakes it out, self out, and pretends to drop its meat sack, or does, but it's not totally... Is that underlying being, that's the word you've been using, always there, even though you've gone into the dark and having bliss and in the guff and waiting to be scooped into, or not even waiting to be scooped into a glass? Is there a being underneath that? Because the guff was a new ad hoc invention.
The being is as though it always was, the electricity and the wire.
Well, that's a good phrase. Consciousness is as though you've always been. That's a good definition of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
That feeling.
If you're good at it, then the quality's way up there. And then the state that you recognize as a quality state is one that might sojourn you into hanging around to see what fun thing you're going to get into next.
So I think we can use consciousness or being conscious as long as we never say we're unconscious or subconscious.
No, you can be unconscious. You go into the guff to be unconscious.
You're not unconscious in the guff.
So you're always conscious even in the guff? Even though you can't use, you're always being, always feeling you ever were?
No conscious.
I have a being, a feeling I've always been.
Always been feeling.
We have found it. We have found it. Well, that clears up a lot of issues. If consciousness, we don't use that word, it's just feeling that I've always been, that's what you are as a human being. Then you got it made because that's all you're going to feel.
Exactly correct. And so therefore, you are, so why throw your life, your creation capacity away this conscious place of unconscious or deconscious or subconscious isn't even valid enough to discuss, even though you change it around, you look up what the word means, and you can't seem to make it fit. But damn it, this has to apply. We know it has to apply, and we keep saying, why does it have to apply? Why can't you just be?
We can't just be.
Why not?
Because we create.
Well, being creates.
Being creates.
Yeah. Well, that's being.
Having this in your world, a human being created.
How would you define being? It's a creative process, but when you're being, most people consider that, you're not, you're still, but
no,
you're...
No. We'll use your words. You hadn't believed us so far, so why would you start now? Look up being. Look up to be. Our Wanda Sykes version of I'm a be me.
Being. The quality or state of having existence.
Ah, okay. The quality. If you have a good existence, okay, good. A quality, high standard, then it's good. But if you have a low one, then there you go. See, even the definitions that you all have from your place of looking things up is limited. So being is that you exist.
Oh, here's a good one. Being. Conscious existence.
Conscious existence. Good. That's good. Now, does everybody feel better now?
These words we use don't mean anything.
Right. Exactly. The future of talk radio.
And you use that, as your example of trying to figure out why you can't figure it out. Well, great. If you can't figure it out, why are you figuring it out?
That's proof.
I need to know.
That's proof we're unconscious. We can't figure out, even establish what we're doing within our wordiness or communication.
Of what you're trying to find out, to know.
So wordiness is just, and communication is just part of the alcoholic binge of perception.
and brown party liquor is fine, but don't make it the reason for living. But if you pull a cork and have a big time, go right ahead.
When you say don't make it a reason, don't stop at any particular word to make that a significant word.
Exactly, because it'll hit it. Because if you can't know the answer to it, then it'll confound you, and you go, you know what, I'd hope for so much more. Then you start having arguments with your family as to whether or not the gun is loaded.
So I'm a perfect exemplar of that.
You're supposed to laugh.
I'm a perfect exemplar of someone engaging words but gets nowhere, doesn't matter, it's all fun, having fun, pretending to question. I mime this energetic alcoholic binge of perception in my questioning.
There you go.
Well done, Bob.
Binge of perception.
If you gotta keep talking, at least try to make it rhyme. Because your mind is on vacation and your mouth is working overtime.